I love you.
I love you too.
We all have one enemy. And that's President Snow. He corrupts everyone and everything. He turns the best of us against each other. Stop killing for him. Tonight, turn your weapons to the Capitol. Turn your weapons to Snow.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 76th Hunger Games.
Movie month. It is my fourth annual movie month. I'll watch 30 movies that I've never seen in 30 days.
Day 19 is in the books. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Geek Mentality, the podcast that could happen anywhere. And today it's happening while I'm walking from my work to my train station, which is over at Northeastern University in Boston, Massachusetts. I'm taking the Ruggles train today, so if you happen to see a guy talking into his phone, and I'm in the train, and you listen to this podcast, which you obviously don't, that was me. Ooh, big bus driving by. There's a lot of traffic today, but I can cross the street right here. Anyway, as I was saying, it's day 19 of Fans Not Experts Movie Month, and today I watched the 2015, I believe, the final of the Hunger Games movies, Mockingjay Part 2. Now, it's funny, I read all these books, and this is actually the third Hunger Games movie that I have seen for Movie Month. I watched the first Hunger Games movie in the theater, and the rest I watched all on video for Movie Month in 2014, I believe last year, and of course today. And it's funny, I read all the books, and I kind of remember most of it, but I'm watching it going, I kind of have no idea what's going on. I mean, look, these are old, so if I spoil, I spoil. Like, one thing I remembered was the big explosion in Katniss's sister dying. That was, like, my big memory of the third book. I don't think I liked the third book that much as I liked the first two. But I was into the game itself. I think I enjoyed reading about the game. The hunger, the game. And there was no hunger game in this third book, which is the third and fourth movie. This was all about La Revolution, which, of course, they pull off. And, you know, it's like, I know this is Philip Seymour Hoffman's last movie, so it was weird, like, seeing parts where, like, I read maybe one part he was supposed to be saying something, but they had Woody Harrelson say it instead. Another part, I think, he was kind of in the background digitally. So I wonder how things changed with his dying, passing away. Big bus walking by. Yeah, I mean, I liked it. It was enjoyable. I watched it today, and I can't even take away that much stuff from it. I mean, they're enjoyable enough, but there's not. It just didn't feel like there was a whole lot there that was like, this is amazing. You know, okay. Katniss is part. They're being used by the Revolution. Then she breaks off on her own to go kill Donald Sutherland, President. What's his name? Snow, I think. But somehow, okay, these people are going to get run over. Somehow, at the end of the movie, she decides to kill Julianne Moore, who was on her side most of the time. But you could see that coming. Like, basically, she was seeing, they were placing one you know, evil dictator with a possible another one, you know. Kill the king is dead, long live the king, that kind of thing. So she took out Julianne Moore, who still goes down as having the worst Boston accent ever on 30 Rock, which may have been on purpose, I don't know. Took her out, and then everyone else killed Kiefer Sutherland's dad. Kiefer, who was in Zoolander 2 yesterday. A lot of people in movies that I've seen, like, I've seen Liam Hemsworth today and during Independence Day 2. I've watched a lot of sequels and continuing movies. I'm trying to think if there's any, you know, Wonder Woman. There's been obviously movies that I watched that weren't sequels, but a lot of these are like parts of series that I'm catching up on and sequels. And now I can finally put to bed the Hunger Games movies. I'll probably never watch them again, and I'll never read the books again. It is not in the same league as Harry Potter, as far as I'm concerned. I know it was the next big craze. Was that Harry Potter, Twilight, Hunger Games. And while I only watched one part, like part of one Twilight movie, I'll never read the books or watch any of the movies. With Hunger Games, I was into it, and I liked it, and I read everything and watched everything. But that's it. It's over. You know, I say that, but then they put out a prequel movie or something. I'll watch it, probably, during some June. I'm watching, like, students in Northeastern running. I was waiting for someone to fall. Sorry, I don't want to look like, hello, public safety, nice to see you, very nice. Looks like they're setting up for some kind of activity. I think orientation in colleges is starting soon. But yeah, Hunger Games. Yeah, it was good, it was fine. I wondered if, like, because you feel like Jennifer Lawrence is a woman, and I always thought of Katniss as a girl. I remember, like, reading the first book, having no idea who was going to be cast, and I always pictured the girl who starred in that show Revolution, where the electricity turned off. She was always the girl I pictured as Katniss Everdeen. I couldn't tell you the actress's name. It's nice when you have... It's kind of fun sometimes when you don't know what the people look like and you picture them yourself. But I also don't mind when movies tell, you know, show us a version of the character and that's kind of the one you stick with. Yeah, I'm rambling now because I don't have too much to say. You know, yesterday was a super short podcast. I whispered under my breath. Today, I want to be finished by the time I reach the subway, which should be soon. I'm in the middle of Northeastern campus right now. Yeah, I mean, if you've seen the movies, you've read the books, I don't know, it wasn't like, man, this is amazing, but it was, everything was, like, nice to look at, everything was fine. That's how it was. It was a perfectly fine movie on a book that I struggled to finish. Not because it's, like, terribly hard, but just because I didn't want to. I just remember reading, skimming through it, getting over it. Maybe that's why I don't remember anything. But, you know, the first one was probably my favorite one, book and movie. And in order, 1, 2, 3, 4. But it's over now. And you know what? This podcast is over now because I got nothing. I got nothing for you. Hello, squirrel. Oh, don't get any closer to me. But my day is done. Tomorrow, who knows, I could be watching a movie really early. I'm driving my parents at 4 friggin' a.m. to the airport. So that'll be fun. I'm going to have to suck down some coffee, or I don't know if I can mainline some coffee. I don't know if that's safe or not, but whatever I do to get some caffeine in me, which I'm on my way to go get right now. Ooh, I can't wait. Iced coffee, I'm coming for you. So yeah, that's it, I'm done. You can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality, on Facebook at Fans.Experts. The website is fans.experts.com, and anywhere you search hashtag FNE Movie Month on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, you will find me there. Today, day 19 is in the books. The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2, not a mouthful at all, is over. It's really loud inside the train station. Anyway, the movie's over. It was enjoyable. And that's it. I'm done. and I'm about to walk up some stairs. I don't need to huff and puff anymore. So have a wonderful day. But until tomorrow, wow, we're like almost 2/3 of the way done. Can you believe it? Whew, tomorrow is day 20. I can't believe it. All right, I walked up the stairs with you. And look, I'm not really huffing and puffing too bad. Not too bad. But now I'm rambling. So with that, I bid you adieu. So have a nice night. See you tomorrow. And here is my theme song. This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. 'Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fab's not experts.